Welcome to the SMA News Today podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Schaefer. I have SMA Type 2, and I am a columnist and forums director for SMANewsToday.com. Welcome to the SMA News Today podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Schaefer. And joining me today are Nolan and Blake Schaffner from Princeton, Illinois. They are brothers who have their own marketing and apparel printing business called Mullet Bros. Nolan has SMA and Blake is his brother. And we're going to be talking with them today about the business, growing up with SMA, all these things. So Nolan, Blake, really glad to have you guys today.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. We're super excited to do it. So,
oh, awesome. Yeah, this will be great. So, well, to get started, why don't you each just kind of introduce yourselves? And Nolan, we'll start with you. Just kind of tell us a little bit about growing up with SMA. And then Blake will turn over to you afterwards.
Sounds good. He's going to throw some comedy in here.
You're all welcome. Yeah, yeah. We'll edit out anything inappropriate later, but bring it on, dude. Yeah.
Feel free to edit out whatever you want, because there's no telling where no one will go. I put that in the email.
It's all good, dude. Yeah.
I'm Nolan. I am the most physically malfunctioning person in the family, and Blake is the second most malfunctioning person in the family.
I knew something was coming like that. Oh, man.
Oh, I like Blake. Would you agree with that statement, or do you have anything to refute there?
I would say, yeah, I don't know. This is a battle every day. We argue about this every day. So we're trying to figure out who's the most dysfunctional in the family. So.
Yeah, it really is. We physically fight about it sometimes.
Physically fight about it sometimes.
I mean, Nolan, you got some equipment to put up a fight, so
we always say if Nolan hits my toes just right, I'm going down,
right?
I don't have a chance there, so.
right. I'll let him type it then. Actually, Blake, while Nolan's typing there, if you want to tell a little bit about yourself and just you and Nolan's dynamic growing up.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, we were always, like, into business. We've always had that brotherly love, too. Like, we've always argued. We've always, like, the disability hasn't changed, like, the brother aspect of it. growing up, we always loved business. Always loved doing, like, lemonade stands and stuff like that. And then in high school, we got we actually started our first, like, big business, which was the ice cream truck. And we used the ice cream truck to raise money for missionaries. That was like kind of our first big business. Had a lot of fun with that. Then I ended up going to college in Springfield, Missouri. And down there, it's like kind of hard to do events and stuff like that when you're a state away. So we ended up selling the ice cream truck business. And Nolan and I wanted to do something that was, we still wanted to be in business. Then we kind of figured out mullets were a trend at that time. Like this is like 21 area. So mullets started becoming a trend, and we're like, hey, let's just like do like funny mullet merch. This was like before Mullet Bros even started. So we use a third party to like fulfill merch. And we basically just posted funny mullet videos and stuff like that. And then we ran a competition in Australia. We ran ads to Australia. It was an online competition, so anybody could participate. And we looked up where the most mullets in the world was. And Australia was actually one of the places. So we ran ads over there, had a bunch of people like, joining our competition and stuff. And the plan wasn't to make us the brand at first. Like we were just going to sell like funny mullet merch. And then we went down, the page started growing pretty well. And we went down to Tennessee and made some videos.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 100%. I learned my fighting skills from Fast and Furious. All right, people.
I mean, that's great education right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But yeah, we went down to Tennessee, made a couple TikToks on the way down there. And as we're walking down the street, like, usually people look at us like we stick out like a sore thumb. But these people were like really looking at us. And I was like, man, what are these people's problems? And we got a little closer and they go, oh, those are the guys from TikTok. And we're like, Nolan and I like look at each other and we're like, what the heck? So at that point, we were like, you know, maybe we can really make us the brand right now. And then we turned the page into Mullet Bros. So that's kind of how how we got into the content creating and stuff like that.
That's really cool. So it was sort of a kind of like started kind of on a whim. I mean, you always have the business minded aspect, but as far as how it got to be what it is now and what Mullet Bros became, it was sort of like just, oh, this, you kind of threw this out there and it really, you know, went viral and you kind of went from there.
Yes, sir. Yep.
That's really cool. And by the way, what's the age difference between y'all? I'm just curious.
I'm 23. Nolan's 20. He's about to be 21 here in February.
Oh, right on. You got the big 21st celebration plans coming up.
Oh yeah, where are you thinking about going?
Okay, yeah. And before we started doing content creating, I was kind of having trouble thinking about what I wanted to do with my life.
Yeah, it was a weird time in our life because like Nolan and I have always been so close, and when I left, it was like we were both really struggling with it, and that's actually probably why we started the other business, just so we could do something every day together still. But yeah,
Blake, did you come back home after college?
Yeah, so I actually did 3 years of college, but I would come home in like the summers and stuff like that, and every once in a while throughout school. But yeah, I finished 3 years of college and then got a knee injury, and I wasn't able to. I was a cheerleader, I was a cheer captain in college. I'd never done it in college. I was football, wrestling, and baseball in high school, and ended up being a cheerleader in college somehow. It's a long story, but
oh, that's fascinating though. But
yeah, 100%. Yeah, he figured that college was a scam.
We wanted to do more entrepreneurial stuff, and the college didn't really offer that a whole lot of it. So,
well, Nolan, what were some of your interests growing up? I say the entrepreneurial, but like, were there any particular fields or thing? I know you said that you weren't really sure what you wanted to do, but what were some of the big things you were into just as a kid or in high school?
Oh.
He said, hold on.
No rush.
Hold on.
No rush, man.
Yeah. I can kind of get into how the printing started.
Yeah, sure.
So while we, like I said earlier, we went through that third party to fulfill our merch and stuff that we sold online, like through Instagram or whatever. As we were what's that, buddy? as we were selling merch and doing that stuff, we were running into people who were buying our merch, and when we would run into them, their shirt would be like completely faded, and so we're like, hey, like, what happened to your shirt? And they'd be like, oh no, I just wear it a lot. They're being really nice about it. And so from there, we were like, you know, we gotta, like, we felt horrible. It really beat us up that like something that we promoted turned crappy, you know. So we ended up finding a DTF printer machine and started fulfilling our own merch through that machine.
That's very cool. Yeah. And
hold on.
Yeah. No worries.
Nolan's getting into everything he loves.
Oh, I'm happy to. I know. I want to hear. That's that'd be great. Yeah.
Like, yeah. You want me to fix that real quick? You said I got it. Here, I'll fix it real quick. I almost hit that clear button. All right, now I will sound good. All right, let's get you back to the. There we go. All right. All you. We actually have our employee in here. He just got back from picking up shirts and or hats and all that stuff. So,
how big is the company now?
Yeah, well, when I was little, I was a huge fan of the Wiggles, but after I got older, I really started liking football. So I was thinking about being a scout or something like that. Now I love country stuff. And obviously, because of my mullet.
Because of my mullet.
I love it. Oh, the mullet is a great aesthetic, and it's such a good for the company name too. But I love it. Yeah.
Some people either love it or hate it. So the mullet,
Oh, I
they
think,
usually end up loving it in the end, though.
yeah. Oh, I think it works,
Yeah.
but that's okay. And well, Blake, just to get a little more into like your dynamic, obviously you guys have always been close, and then you had the entrepreneurial dreams pretty early on. But have you also played a caregiver role with Nolan?
My parents always wanted us to have like the brother relationship. So
Mm-hmm.
like I'll do like the simple things like suction and BiPAP and loading him up, and we've actually been fortunate enough to actually like go, drive around by ourselves and like have like by ourselves moments and stuff like that. Our we've to kind of go off the question, we're very lucky to have like the support we do have around us. Like Tammy, Nolan's like day nurse, has been with us for since Nolan was in kindergarten.
Wow.
And dad's been always able to work so mom could take care of Nolan during the day. That way, Nolan and I can like pursue our dreams and stuff like that. So we've been very fortunate in that aspect.
That's really awesome. And yeah, and no, and I know you talked about how there was that difficulty when you guys were apart, and then when you were like when you were in college, like what kind of things did you do to keep in touch and still talk about business dreams and all that?
Yeah, actually, FaceTime was huge. We also had the do you remember dropping in on me? I think it's the Amazon Alexa or something like that. And they had a drop-in feature. So Nolan could tell the machine to, hey, drop in on Blake anytime. And so Nolan would drop in on me in my room, and I'd be like sleeping.
100%. Yeah, and as Brantley Gilbert said, for the people that don't like bury me upside down so the world can kiss my B.
Was that to the people who don't like mullets?
Oh man, own it. That's a key. I mean, hey, and like I said, I think it's a perfect name too.
Appreciate that. Thank you so
Yeah.
much.
Yeah. But oh, I that's really hilarious. So he's like dropping in on you, like even when you're sleeping or whatever.
Yeah. Even when I was sleeping, he'd drop in on me, and that actually was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool thing that we were lucky to have that, so we could talk anytime. And also in the beginning, when we started making content, like I would film myself, and then I'd like call mom and dad if we had a video idea, and they would video Nolan doing something. So for example, one was people love when Nolan gives pickup lines to girls. And so we would that like some of our first videos were about that. And we there's an early video, I can send it to you, and it's like, hey, it's like me, there's a voice over it. It said, I sent this to my disabled brother, whatever. And it was like, hey Nolan, it's a week before Nashville. Let me know what pickup lines you got ready to fire. That way we're ready. And then Nolan would send me a video back, and I would edit it together and make it one video. So
Oh, I'm
that
looking forward to checking those out. That sounds
was,
awesome.
yeah, I'll send them to you for sure.
Do you speaking of, we were talking comedy and stuff earlier. Do you guys have some big comedic influences that or really influences anyone that have paved the way for the kind of content you make and your style of
Yeah.
humor?
Early days, you want to answer that, Nolan? I'd say early days, like we loved
Yeah,
watching.
100%. And I won a video saying something about Professor X.
Oh yeah. So you would come up with video ideas here, and then mom or dad would record them and send them to or send them to me so I could post them. Yeah, that's so crazy to think back on that. Like we actually did that for content, but yeah, we would hop on like trends and like dark humored stuff because dark humor is like what has gotten us through our entire life. So, what were we talking about
Just
before we
like
said?
comedic influences.
Yeah, comedic influence. You want to talk about like our favorite comedians now? and then I'll touch on like before, like what we grew up. Hold on. Oh, you're still on our old content, or I guess growing up, like we loved watching Jeff Dunham. We went to Gabriel Iglesias, not the singer, the
Right.
comedian, but loved him, watched him all the time. We actually got to meet him. So for a while, that's actually kind of a funny story if you want me to elaborate on
Sure. Oh,
that.
yeah, that'd be great.
So we were huge Gabriel Iglesias fans. We'd watch all the YouTube videos, all the Netflix specials, all that stuff. And at the time, we didn't have another vehicle, so the ice cream truck was our only way of transportation. So we took that to the show, and in a break, we ran into like Mateen, you know that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mateen. So we ran into him in like the hallway, and we told him
Oh,
that
that's
we brought
awesome.
an ice cream truck. And so after they came out, and we got like a picture on the ice cream truck, and they're like digging through our freezers looking for ice cream and stuff. So I can send you that picture too if you want
Oh,
that.
that would be great. That's awesome.
I don't know
That's
if
like
they edit
a
videos or pictures in.
Oh yeah, no, we could oh, we could definitely put a picture up, but that would be awesome. But that's
Sweet.
like well, my brother and I, we love Josh Blue, and like we met him at a show years ago, and
That's
he was
awesome.
like, I have a Jayco robotic arm, and like when he saw that, he was like doing a motion with his hands, like he was spazzing out, like because he has that joke about like why can't he talked about how he would be auditioning for movies and stuff, and he's like why can't Spider-Man have cerebral palsy, and he starts doing a spasm with his hand like he's shooting web out of it. It's great. So my brother and I have a very similar style of humor as you guys, and like
Yes,
oh yeah, we
sir.
love all those comics, but
That's awesome. Man, who else do we watch today? We watch a lot of comedy. We watch a lot of. We're huge. We love movies. We watch movies all the time. Oh, that's a good point, man. Yeah, as far as content creating goes, he's coming up with people who got us like who made us think we could do content creating.
That would be great.
Don't put that on. Delete that last sentence. Don't say that. Oh, don't say
We can edit out. It's good. It's all good.
the people we mainly watch when it comes to content creating is mostly Nell. And I also Squirmy and Grubbs kind of made me think we could be content creating. And obviously, I don't have a hot wife, but do you have a heavier set brother?
So there's some
As
dynamic.
someone who knows Shane and Hannah, I think they would both laugh at that.
Okay,
But
good, good, good,
that's pretty good.
good.
I've gotten to know them at the past few conferences and stuff. But yeah, I think they would both find that pretty
Oh,
funny.
that's all.
But
Yeah, we have not gotten to meet them yet. That'd be really cool
yeah,
to meet them and
they've been
come.
coming to conferences the past couple years. So yeah, it'd be go but no, I think oh, I mean like seeing other disabled creators online definitely has a huge impact, and that can show you like, oh, I can do this, and people want to see this type of content and these voices online.
Yeah, we have hundreds of comments asking what happened to Nolan or what does he have or yeah, so that's been really cool, like with the content that we've created so far. Go
Okay, thank God you think they would like that.
Squirming gross. Oh yeah, no, that's been really cool to like be in the position to have videos that go big. That way we can answer those questions. And like spread awareness to SMA.
And was that a factor going into it? Or I mean, I know you all, like I said, you always have the business dreams and everything, but was that something you talked about as far as like wanting to spread awareness and have the disability representation?
That was always a perk. I think what our main goal was to actually help people with disabilities be able to like not be so depressed, and Nolan has a good thing written out for that. But we notice like a lot of people with Nolan's disability be like have like depression and stuff like that. So we wanted to kind of show people how to like laugh at that because that is, like I said earlier, dark humor has literally gotten us through like every struggle in our life. So that was more of our purpose when we started making content, was to kind of show people how to have the dark humor and not be so hard on themselves, you know?
For sure. And Nolan, you said, did you already have it written out, or do you want to say, like, about that aspect?
Do you have that written down on this one? On this, Toby? You spelled it. Disability. You're good. No, you spelled it right. We always joke about Nolan spelling.
It's all good, dude. I know plenty of people who like suck with that too. It's we'll get the point across.
My handwriting's terrible. His spelling's not the greatest. So
it's all good.
At least you don't have to write. You know. Thanks to technology.
Nolan, I was just curious if you have anything to say that about, you know, mental health and disability and how, you know, the work you guys are doing helps to, you know, yourself and others, just like Blake was talking about, you know, work through some of the struggles associated with SMA.
You're so good at questions, man. You're really good at this. How long have you been doing this?
Quite a while, but I enjoy it though. This is like, you know, I love talking to people here. And yeah, I mean the podcast I started in October 2017. And then I was doing a pop culture podcast with some friends before that, so yeah, I've gotten
that's
that
so cool.
And then journalism and all that, but yeah
so. Dude, that's awesome.
That was our perk, and we mostly want to show people with my disability to not take it as serious and to just laugh about it because I don't take it seriously.
Oh, that's awesome. I can totally relate to that. I think, you know, like you said, humor is just a powerful tool. Whether in good times and bad, but like, you know, it's that being able to not be so hearkening on the heavy stuff all the time and just realize that, hey, we're all, there's absurdity in all of our lives and let's just embrace it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's 100%. Cool. And Blake, so you mentioned, okay, so there was an employee that came in earlier. Can you talk about how big the company is now and what you guys' day-to-day lives look like?
Yeah, day-to-day right now. So actually, we have one employee and we just got two more yesterday.
Nice.
And that's like kind of, they're helping with sales and fulfillment part of the business. Like before I was doing everything like the editing when it comes to the content creating, like kind of just film, like doing the filming, the editing. And Nolan was like the idea man. And when it comes to the printing, like we were doing our merch, and there's like three parts of the business, and it's like selling, printing, and then the delivery and shipping and stuff like that. So I would be able to bring on, you know, so many, maybe like 10 clients a week or whatever, or a month sometimes. And there's a lot to figure out when it comes to fulfilling orders. Because it's the color of the shirt, the brand, all that stuff. And I could only do so much. So I hired Cody. He's here. You could ask him some questions if you wanted to.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, definitely. And sometimes if I have a plug and after I start breathing, I make jokes about it.
Yeah, there's literally been times where Nolan has like almost died and he comes out like, boy, that was a close one. So it's just been literally, I'm not joking when I say it.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything before us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, so as far as the printing goes, I hired Cody and we grew up wrestling together.
Okay.
And went to high school together and everything.
I almost died. Classic.
Classic. Oh man, but
you guys know that the next stage for you is to get up on stage and do stand up together.
That's been a dream of ours for a while. It's been in the works for sure. Nolan actually has a ton of stand up content already saved away.
I love it. I love it.
And we also joke that it's sit down comedy.
Oh yes, you gotta
Yes,
make make them all the like yeah, absolutely.
sir. Yes, sir. So, but yeah, we had I hired Cody for the printing, and basically first day he walked in, and I go, all right, let's make some calls. Who do you know? What businesses can we contact? And we killed it, like first month, which this has been last 2 months, and so we've just been so incredibly busy.
Everything we can to keep up.
Yeah, doing everything we can, and we outran ourselves. Like I hired Cody to get more time back, and that's why I always joke that it's the best mistake I've ever made, is because it grew the printing business, and now we're hiring more people. That way, we can keep all three parts of the business moving at all times. So that's been our goal, to grow the printing. So now I'm looking for editing. I'm looking for a social media person. That way Nolan and I can have our time back and be able to make content and spend time together. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I've never watched Kill Tony and Austin. I think we want to go on there sometime.
You ever watch Kill Tony at all?
Oh yes, yeah. There's a comedian on there named Aaron Belial who like you've probably seen him pop up the SCP as well. Like he popped up last year, and my brother and I have been following him, and he's coming to our state to do a show, I think in a couple months. But
Was he
oh
on
yeah.
Got Talent, America's Got Talent? Was
I don't know if he's been on Got Talent, but Kill Tony is where he kind of like blew up, and then
started okay. We love Kill Tony, yeah.
Oh, you guys should totally do it. I mean, you've definitely got the dynamic and the humor and everything. You should go
Yeah.
for it.
Yeah. If I Nolan always jokes that if I lose weight, almost all of his content goes down the drain. So that's a like we said, we always learn to laugh at our defaults or difficulties.
Oh, I love it. I love it. No, and well, and thanks for sharing that about just kind of the day-to-day stuff. And so now, how old is the business now at this point?
It's been the printing business has been almost a year now. We
Okay,
we've been
okay.
spending for a year. The content creating we've been doing since July of 21,
Okay.
I think. So yeah, so
Yeah.
been growing that. We have 280,000 followers on all of our platforms for Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. So our main goals right now is just to keep growing the social media, to keep making people laugh, and pursue more dreams that we have. Nolan's got a lot of them, and so he keeps me busy. We've been
Hey,
very blessed.
dream big. I love it. And
Yeah, we've
yeah.
been very blessed to have people who want to help us, and
Yeah, so I can only lose weight to like where you're healthy enough.
I can only get healthy enough. I can't lose weight. Okay. Just where to where I'm a little
Okay.
bit healthy.
Can I ask too, so like as brothers and business managers, when a conflict arises, whether it's personal or business related, how do you navigate that through that and work it out?
How do we do that, Nolan? Laugh about it, move on. Hold on.
Yeah, 100%. Cody, do you know mouth to mouth?
For what?
Oh.
For me? If I pass out from exercising?
You don't know.
He saw his own, Cody said. What do we do to get around conflict, Nolan? What do we do to get around conflict?
Blake, do you have any thoughts on that while Noah's typing?
My answer would be like, as far as conflict goes, like with the life that we've lived and like we grew up with was very, unique, and there was a whole lot of conflict and errors in our life, and in a way, I'm very thankful for those because it taught us, like some people that would think our big issues or a big struggle in the business, like we're able to just kind of shrug it off and be like, all right, that didn't work, move on to the next thing. You know what I mean? And not like a cringy motivational way, but like I'm very, very thankful for the tough times that
So,
we had.
yeah, I can't hear anything. So, what did you say again?
We, how do we move on? Or how do we, what was it? How'd you word the question?
how do you manage conflict, whether it's personal or business-related?
Nolan and I always say, like, we're thankful for the stuff that we've been through because we're now able to help other people through their struggles. We have so many amazing DMs of people that just DM us kind of out of nowhere saying, hey, you helped me with death, anxiety, just struggling with any type of struggles, depression's the big one. Hey, you guys helped me learn how to laugh again. You know, they saw everything that Nolan's been through, and how he still has the outlook he still has on life today. So that's been huge. He also, it's helped me a lot too. It's helped me grow as a person.
Well, I say Blake takes heart medicine.
No, I don't. You don't know. Huh?
That's a shocker.
Oh my goodness. How do you struggle through hard times? Or how do you move past hard times?
Well, for real, we just laugh about and say, on to the next.
Yeah. What would you say to somebody who was, like, struggling, going through a hard time, no matter what it was? What would you say? Let us know if we butcher any answers, too.
No, that's actually – I think that's actually a perfect note to end up if you guys answer that, because I always ask, like, at the end, is, like, what advice do you have for other people in the community?
Yeah.
So if you guys want to talk about that, like, how you – what advice you have for others going through struggles or in the SMA community? I would love to hear you guys' perspective on that.
Yeah. We're in no rush at all either.
Yeah, no. Oh, this is we can wrap it up with this, but once he's ready to answer
If you have more questions, also it'd be
no, quick. That's excellent. Oh, that's how I ended. And like while Nolan's typing, Blake, do you want to talk about that as far as, like, I know you talk about the humor and everything, but anything you want to add to just any message you have for the SMA community or for working through struggles?
One, I mean, if anybody wanted to, like, personally talk about it, we check every Instagram DM. So if anybody wants to DM us on Instagram, we have DMs on TikTok, but it's easier just to answer them all on Instagram. But yeah, any siblings who want to talk about it or I would say mostly. Yeah, bud. But can you say this? Yeah, go ahead.
I'll say just don't let it put a hold on your life and laugh about it, because it doesn't really help to mope about it. And I took our faith and God has helped us a lot. So yeah. And don't take it seriously, like I said.
Yeah, definitely. Too many stuff has happened, or too much stuff has happened in our life to not rely on God. I don't know everybody's beliefs are, but definitely having faith and praying about it, it's been amazing. We've had some amazing stuff happen and we're thankful. It's I can go more into faith if you want. I don't know if you like to do that or
That's cool. No, I mean, I really think the perfect point to end on is just like how that faith and humor being a big part of your lives, like, and that's our, that's great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will say before Mullet Bros happened, we were both thinking, like, what are we going to do with our life? Cause I was going to college and obviously leaving Nolan, and Nolan was wondering what he was going to do. And so we were at we were at a conference in Southern Illinois. It's a Christian conference. It's Breakaway Camp is what they call it. But I'm sitting there and I'm praying to myself and I'm like, hey, like, God, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what I'm going to do. We had the ice cream truck and I was like, I don't know if that we're supposed to wrap that up. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be in business anymore. And as I'm praying that prayer, somebody comes up to me and taps me on the shoulder and goes, hey, I don't know why, but I feel like God wants me to tell you that You're supposed to impact millions through business. And I'm like, and he go, he's like thinking to himself, he goes, millions? He goes like, yeah, millions. And I'm like, he got the wrong message. And it's crazy to look back. And since that moment, we've had like 80 million views on our accounts, and the DMs we get, almost daily of people that we've been helping just through, showing people how to laugh again. So it's been a journey for sure. We're very thankful.
That's awesome.
For the hard That's times awesome. And being able to help people. So
that's awesome. I love that message. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Is Nolan typing or?
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. We can, yeah.
I just got a text back from a camera guy. Hopefully we'll have a camera guy here soon.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now thinking about it, it's amazing to think that we have impact millions even with our dark humor.
Impact millions even with our dark humor, for sure.
Man, I think that's not even with. I think that's like dark humor can be a powerful tool.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, guys, this has been great. I really appreciate you guys coming on today. Oh, absolutely. And we'll put the links in the description as well. But can you just real quick recap all like where all the people can find you on social media, and if like you have like a main website or whatever?
Yeah, YouTube. We've been trying to grow our YouTube the most. We just started on YouTube. You can find that at Mullet Bros Co. And then Instagram. We're on Facebook, TikTok. It's either Mullet Bros Co. or Mullet Bros _CO. So Mullet Bros _Co.
Awesome.
Find any of our stuff. DM us on Instagram if you want to get in touch with us for sure.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, Nolan Blake, this was fantastic. And oh, sorry, is Nolan typing again? Do you want to say anything else before I close out?
It sounds like he's typing. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. No worries. We can wait a sec.
Yeah. Yeah. And our goal is to get the 100K plaque.
100K plaque.
Nice. Nice.
Do you have one of those? You gotta have one of those, right?
What, the like verified thing?
The 100K plaque, the silver one, the YouTube.
Oh,
plaque.
I don't have that many. Like, I don't know, like I'm not as big on, like, I have social media, but I'm not. Yeah, I'm not like all the like huge following.
You should,
there,
man.
Yeah.
You're talented. You're dude.
Oh, thanks, man.
Like
I appreciate
the
it.
Coolest thing we've been a part of, like as far as the podcast. So.
Man, I appreciate it. Yeah,
you're so good at asking questions, and yeah, that's what we've had a lot of fun.
Oh, thanks, man. It was great having you guys, and best of luck with the like. Hopefully, you'll reach the those goals really soon. Yeah,
100%. We're gonna try.
Yeah,
we're gonna try.
Awesome. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and close out here, but for our listeners out there, you can hear more stories and conversations like this by subscribing to the SMA News Today podcast. You can also connect with us on our forums and social media and follow smanewstoday.com for all the latest SMA news and perspectives. I'm your host, Kevin Schaefer. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Take care.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com, and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.